Salt Lake County Council Chair David Wild says E-Verify is an easy system that has the support of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security.
Asking businesses to check off whether or not they use E-Verify is a good way of reminding them that this process is available. Very simple, very cheap, very quick, and just help resolve some of these problems with hiring illegal aliens.
Businesses in unincorporated Salt Lake County with more than 15 employees seeking to renew or apply for a business license will now have to check off a box on their application stating they use E-Verify. Wild says it won't cost them any extra to do this. He adds county government already uses this method. Wild says he hasn't heard any feedback from businesses about the change.
I can tell you I didn't get any emails or phone calls from anybody saying, please don't do this. This is going to be a real problem for our business. So seems like business owners that have used it like the system.
But Juan Manuel Ruiz, president of the Latin American Chamber of Commerce, says unfortunately the news of additional responsibilities normally hits businesses later on.
Most businesses are so busy already with their daily activities that they just don't take the time to go back to the government agencies that they're supposed to be voicing their concerns to. They just comply.
He says E-Verify has real problems, noting the system has a great ability to identify those who can work, but fails tremendously to identify those who cannot work. But aside from the unreliability of the system, he says businesses have more important things to do.
Why don't the federal government do their job? Why don't they just do their job so that business owners can focus on creating jobs, creating wealth, and creating tax revenues rather than having to do their job?
The four Democrats on the county council oppose the measure. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.